Bertram, whose real name was Albert Edward Harvey, was the most popular and best-loved performer ever to appear in Clacton. He spent 18 seasons from 1922 to 1939 entertaining both adults and children in packed houses, with many more disappointed would-be audience members locked outside. He came to Clacton in 1922, having had some experience of entertaining children at schools and birthday parties in London. On arriving, he approached the owner of the pier, Ernest Kingsman, and asked him for a job. Mr. Kingsman agreed to give him a week's trial to see how he was received. That 1 week's trial was to last for 17 years. At first, Bertram appeared in the open with a large carpet for the children to sit on and deck chairs at the back for the mums and dads. His performance consisted of a few songs with a banjo, some conjuring, competitions for children, and, of course, a riotously funny conversation with the irrepressible Filbert. He was an immediate sensation, and it was obvious he needed something better than a carpet. So Mr. Kingsman built him his own theatre, the Children's Theatre, near the end of the pier. The building contained seats for 500 paying audience and was always full, with queues forming literally hours before the performance was due to start. Because of this, he was later moved into the Jolly Roger Theatre, renamed the Jollity for him. This seated over 1,000, and still there were many times when the house was full and people had to be turned away. After a while, Bertram began to employ juvenile professional talent. These became known as his bright young things, and they would sing and dance and take part in comedy sketches. As well as these young professionals, Bertram also held amateur talent competitions. Warren Mitchell, Alf Garnett, won a prize as a 5-year-old dancer. Throughout his show, Bertram was noted for his quick-witted ad-libs, which had the audience in stitches. His sharpness was his great strength, and he played on it for all he was worth. Both young and old would cheer, clap, scream with laughter, and everyone would get caught up in the incredible atmosphere created by this man. Sadly, the show ended when war broke out in 1939, and although he continued to appear locally in village halls after the war, he never returned to the pier, apart from for one victory celebration performance in the Ocean Theatre in 1945. He died in 1953, not long after giving his last show in Wheely Village Hall. The Ramblers started their open-air parties in 1930 till 1964. They were well known and were one of the last open-air concert parties that performed regularly all over the country.